vintage? Yes, I do. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Has my house been referred to as a theme restaurant? Yes.
Chelsea's?
Are there too many elements? Yeah, a little bit. There's a couple of issues that, you know.
Really?
Have I externalized my mental illness into the home? A little bit.
Oh, I love this. Tell me more.
Come over. Yeah, it's a nightmare in my house. It's like.
I would love that.
I think everybody's putting their mental illness online. So at least you're keeping it to your home.
Yes.
Thank you. At least it's not on Facebook.
Yeah. Are you guys still on Facebook? God, I'll never leave Facebook. I'm not going to. I'm 34. I'm going down with the ship.
I would love to just get rid of all of it except Twitter, which is my favorite because it has the most jokes on it.
You're great on Twitter too.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that. I think you're funny on there. I think it's like.
I think I deserve way more followers.
Absolutely.
I will follow you after this.
Yeah. What's your handle?
Chelsea Lou Who. And I think Chelsea Lou _ Who.
I love that. I'm going to also superimpose it in here for all the viewers.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Yeah. But I really, it's interesting. Like we were talking about how it's like everybody, if they have 1% of a theory 6 months ago, it's 100% formed now. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's an extreme, extreme version of their eccentricities, I find. Mm-hmm. And Facebook is the place to really put your mental illness on display.
Yeah. We've had some time to sort it out, to prepare our dissertations.
Yep.
I'm now a member of Q.
Oh, so good. Like I see my mom and her childhood friends just having it out. It's like, I don't think this platform's good anymore.
No.
It's creating more problems than good, I think.
Yeah, you're like, oh, did I just find out my mom's on the wrong side of history? This is the worst way to find out.
Right?
Man, my mom told me the story the other day where she and an ex-boyfriend were reminiscing like from when they were teenagers. And the guy was like, hey, sorry I cheated on you.
Whoa.
And then my mom's like, you cheated on me? He's like, I thought you knew with, you know, fucking what's her face, Cindy or something. So my mom does a group chat with that guy and Cindy and goes, hey, why did you sleep with my boyfriend? And then she was like, don't bring up the past, and blocked both of them.
Oh my God.
Naming names. Cindy.
I like how confrontational she was. That was cool.
Well, now's the time of retribution. So
yeah, I mean, we're never going to see each other again. So we might as well.
What's up with all the flies right now? What's going on?
I don't know,
but there's a correlation.
Now that everywhere I go with Chelsea, flies. Yeah, I just did a comedy special for this comedian, Ed Hill. And it's filmed, and we had to throw out a really good take because a fly just started going right in front of his face. He was like, come on!
Yeah. No. You couldn't keep that? You like keep the raw.
You should have ate it.
It's real.
Yeah,
you gotta work with the fly.
Yeah. Biden did.
Oh, yeah. That whole thing. It's topical.
Oh, we don't get political on here. We just talk about mental illness, our own.
Yeah. And Q.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is going to turn into a whole thing where I just keep bringing up Q.
I know. It's
is she joking?
Chelsea, did you ever break any laws?
Yeah, we may have had there was like a pre-interview where I may have dropped that information. I'm getting so squirmy is because I have a day job, unnamed day job, where it's like,
okay.
But it's really just too good a story. It's really good. It's kind of like I would be remiss if I didn't.
Right.
And now you're really jazzed.
Look how happy she is.
I'm doing this thing.
This is the happiest.
Kevin always talks about.
It's this or this.
This and this.
And I saw you do this earlier, which is a Louise Burns move. Yeah, it's a new one. Put a pen in there and you can do a little signature.
This is like from working at all the Italian restaurants that I used to work at.
Or all the dark barns that you've been to.
Frankie.
Yeah. feel free to leave any details out that you want.
I know. I'm going to freestyle this. Well, the thing is like, I have a day job. It's whatever. But we could also just torch it down. Why don't we just, are we torching it?
All right,
scorched earth,
it.
Baby.
Let's ruin our lives.
Because it's also, it's like customs, like federal, like international law.
Ooh.
So when I
moved. Are you a drug smuggler?
Yeah. So when I moved I moved to Victoria 11 years ago. So this was like, I don't know, whatever. Whenever that was, I was like 23 and we were driving across Canada. Me and my best friend, we like packed up my Honda CRV and it was all, it was just a like everything, like it was just stuffed. And we elected to take the longer way across the country, which goes around the Great Lakes and then right into the in the prairies, because it's way faster. It like takes 2 days off if you cut through the states. But we not do that because we had all the things, and in the things was a very large amount of a controlled substance that is now legal. But at the time it was certainly not. And then like also I had like a scale and like small bags, but it was for arts and crafts purposes, but it looked bad. So we were like,
I don't want to say what your day job is. I'm going to cut that out. Don't worry.
Sorry. Did you want to know what my day job is?
Oh, I don't know if you want to expose
smuggling.
That.
No. I don't want to jeopardize that. And we were dressed. So we had to put 2 extra days on, but we're like, this is fine. Like we're going to make it an experience. It's like very uniquely Canadian. We're going to go through like Muskoka and it's going to be a whole thing. I'm sure you've traveled across this for a country. What a lovely experience it is. And so we were bringing this giant pillow of weed and right around like Thunder Bay, like Pigeon River, Ontario, I started to see, I'm like, we're also just like the whole time. We're idiots. We're like 23. Like our brains aren't done being made yet. And so like, it's just mystery machine in there. It's just a mess. Like we are not like, no tomorrow, everything's going to be fine. And I just started seeing signs that said Duluth, which is in Minnesota, in America. Yeah. And I just kept seeing them. And I just was like, I don't see the correlation. Like, I don't understand why it would say American things. We're not anywhere near America. And we just kept driving for a long time. And I just kept being like, Duluth. And I was like, I am not reading into this. I also am not a map gal. So I wasn't.
Not a map gal is actually the name of this episode.
Yeah, not a map gal.
You know, it didn't really. So I kind of pretended to look at it like, I don't know, it's all adding up.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I went through the motions like just to make myself like satiate myself, and then
Iceland, huh?
I'm like, no, like it didn't help if we, you know, you don't know what road you're on. What does any of this matter? And then I showed it to my friend. Same thing. She's like, so we just kept driving, and then it's a hill, so we couldn't see what was over the hill. Oh. And as we like crest the hill, it's the American border.
Fuck.
And it's like pulling me in. Like it's there's no way around. And I'm an American citizen also. I have an American passport. Like they could conceivably treat me as one of their own and like throw me into one of their, you know, Minnesota jails. Like I probably would still be in it right now. So I pulled a U-turn, best U-turn of my life. And I like right into Canadian customs because that's just the way it was built. Like you couldn't take a U-turn. I swear to God, I wasn't that stupid to just be like, and then I'm on the Canadian side and they're like, you know, he's got like a shit eating, like, we fucking know exactly what this is. This is all we do here in Pigeon River. Like we're, you know, this is our our bread and butter. Like we know what this is. And we're like, hi officer, we kind of took a wrong turn. You're like you roll down the window and it's like, we sort of took a wrong turn. And like, yeah, if you could just point us our direction, we'll be out of your hair. And they were like, just pull over. Like they took our passports, pulled us over. And like, I just tried to do like a, you know, like, I don't know if like the first 48, you know, that show where it's like, all you do is lie to the cops. It's exactly, you have to just deny. And that was my only frame of reference because I was just like such a good kid, but like just such an idiot. So I was like, wait, oh, yeah, we're just going to, you know, like lie our way out of this bind. Like, you know, come morning. We're just going to be, we're right back on track. It's going to be fine. And then they send out 2 ladies because they're already like anticipating the strip search. And then it's like 2 big ladies come out. And they're like, just tell us where it is. And I'm like, and they're like so mad at this point. And I'm like so unaccustomed to getting yelled at. I'm just like, what? And they're like, just show us what the fuck it is. It'll be easier for everybody. And I'm like, they're swearing. So I was just like, there may be a bag. Like trying to be cool about it. I'm like, there may be a bag. And they're like, what the fuck did we tell you about lying? And I was like, I thought, you know, that it was hidden far back that you wouldn't find it. I'm sorry. And they were like,
super honest.
So obviously, and they're like, whose is it? And I like fall on the sword. I'm like, it's my bag. And they're like, okay, you're going into a prison cell. And I was like, I'm just in there like, it's like, it was so dramatic. Like it was so cold, you know, like, you know, when you see like prison video where you're just like, and they're like putting their shirt over them. So they're just so cold. It's just so dramatic. Wait, do you know about the prison temperature?
Yeah.
And then there was like a toilet in there. Like it was like a drain in the middle of the floor. It was the whole thing. Holy and I'm fuck. Just like, yeah, I'm just like, oh my God, my life is over. And I asked to talk to a lawyer and they were like, 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 we're not going to do anything, but they're like, okay. And so I had to wait forever. They're like tearing apart my car, which they're like legally allowed to just like saw it in half if they want to. So they're like going through everything. And I found it along with like some nightmare bad time mushrooms, which is like, please enjoy those. And they didn't even, and then they wrote us a receipt at the end of all the shit that they confiscated, which is such a weird element.
Give this to your, this is deductible.
Yeah, like I was like, what do I do?
Yeah,
for tax
write this
season.
Off. Yeah.
They took some scissors. I was like, I needed the scissors.
Yeah.
They took all
they're
this
like,
shit
well, for
the
so
craft. Yeah, they're like, we're kind of, you know, we're kind of
so
like,
do we, and we don't break the law. So let that be a lesson.
So they handed me this is the thing though. So then they handed me the receipt. I'm in the prison cell. My other friend's just like having snacks, and she's like up on the, you know, floor level, and they're like, okay, so it's strip search time. And they asked me if they're like, okay, so you have to like take all your clothes off and squat and cough. And then they're like, and if you're on your period, you have to like take out your tampon as well.
Holy shit.
But this is something that was not heard of back in like 2009, 2010. I had a Diva cup. Do you know about the Diva cup?
Yeah,
do you know about the Diva cup?
It's a menstrual
cup. Yeah. So it's a cup that catches the blood. Because I was on a road trip and it's this cup inside of you. And I was like, I'm not... It's like, it's a cup. And they Pigeon River, they had no fucking clue. So they put out like an evidence bag to act as a tarp. I don't know what they thought was going to happen.
Oh
but they
my
put,
God.
They would put an evidence bag.
They put on
bag.
Hazmat suits. They're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
With no idea what, how this is going to go.
Yeah. They're like, a cup of blood. What does it even look like? So they like put this evidence bag and like took the thing in an evidence bag because they had nothing to put it in. I was like, oh, this is going to scar me forever.
Yeah,
like, I don't know
like,
how,
no.
But in
this
some
hasn't
roundabout
been humiliating like, enough for
yeah,
you.
Evidence. And they took the bag and then they fucking. Ugh.
Exhibit D.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, depending on how you look at it, it was either, you know, half empty or half full. So it was like not a good day for anybody. And then I had to rinse it out in a prison sink and then just like get back, like sadly pack up my car. And then my passport was flagged for 7 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So that was flagged meaning you couldn't go over there?
I would go
you?
Over there, but they like rough you up and they're like allowed to.
Oh, shit.
You know, like not rough, like, you know, I'm like white, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you know, they can be like, you know, even if my grandma's in the car, they're like, yeah, get out of the car, you know? So,
yeah.
So there you go. It was like 10 minutes.
Next time you drive through, you're like, look, old Diva cup's here again.
Yeah.
We have the evidence back.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, I sign it. Like,
yeah.
This has been fun.
You get famous and they ask you to sign it.
It was just so scary because like, yeah, I know. Because like, I had no frame of reference for that kind of activity. I was such a, you know, good kid. And then something, just evidence bags of my fucking blood. Anyways, this has been a fun day.
That was a great story. For real.
I love that.
Oh, good. Okay.
I had friends in a band who I won't name that did the same thing as you, except they had huge bags of cocaine on them. And they accidentally drove through the border and just went through, and they were like, fuck, and they just pretended nothing. They were like, sorry officer, this is an accident, we're trying to go the other direction. You're like, get out of here kids, you rapscallions. And it was fine.
I had a friend that happened to too, where he really? Like, I will not name him at all, but he flew over to the States and then flew back with a little baggie in his wallet.
Yeah.
Flew.
Andrea Jin told me that when her and her friends, who seemed to be like the mean girls of their school, when they graduated, they decided to go to Mexico and drove, and they just had sheets of acid that they just put in a school binder. And then they got across the border to Mexico, and the girl, her one friend, opened purse, and she was like, whoops, big bag of cocaine.
Oh, no.
Fuck. BC doesn't fuck around.
I know.
She graduated in BC. I'm an Ontario person originally, and it was like, I came out here, and it's such like a... It's such a different thing with drugs here.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's funny. This friend of mine, his father worked at the border for a long time, and he wrote a book about how Vancouver's customs and security are like top five most strict in the world.
Well, that's the thing too. Like every time I'm on a plane, they always have the same shows. It's either Mayday, for whatever reason. Why? Like on the plane. Or like the border security. And it's always like the Vancouver airport.
Yeah.
And they're
very
always
insidious.
Like,
yeah.
Right? Cracking down.
Yeah.
Oh, man. One time when I came back from tour in China with Kirby, who we just had on, I got the sickest I've ever been in my life from food poisoning there to the point where I was like, I was shaking and couldn't move for like a week of a 2 week tour. And we also had to play the longest set I've ever done, which was 2 hours. Like we were literally playing things twice. And it was like in the midst of me having this crazy food poisoning. So when we came back, I just looked awful. And I got all the way through security and everything until I was in baggage claim. And then this guy started asking me why I looked so sick. And then he was being so mean to me that it like hurt my feelings. Aww. He brought the drug testing dog over and the dog, like if the dog smells anything on you, he'll sit down. Just kept walking past me and he was like, "Durr!" He's like getting mad at the dog because he wanted to bust me so bad.
Oh my God.
You probably looked great. Like a week of shitting.
Super thin.
You're the thinnest you've ever worn.
Yeah. A glow.
Yeah.
You know, sweat.
I have like a weird thing with authority figures and my feelings will get hurt if I feel like they're judging me.
Yeah. Also, it's not a weird thing where you're like, hey, old man. It's like, the weird thing is that they hurt you. They cut to your core.
Yeah.
My feelings get hurt too, but then I just get like really confrontational because I'm like, I'm not hurt, you're hurt.
Yeah.
It's a cop, like, ma'am.
That's like Randy Neumeier came on here and she talked about how when she was 14, her and her friends walked across an ice pond, which is so dangerous. And the cops came and they were like, stop it.
Immediate sweat on
their face. Same.
Yeah, same here. That's terrifying. But her take on it was, they can't tell me what to do. And she yelled at them. It's like so the opposite of me. Like, she's in like ninth grade.
Yeah.
Like wagging her finger in a cop's face.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess ninth grade me also had like enough hormones to like do something like that. Even though I was just like a petrified person. Like I probably did have a rage, an unguided rage that I would have crashed through some ice just to be like, yeah, fuck you.
I did this. I chose to do this.
Yeah, my body, my choice.
What kind of jobs did you have?
I had a lot of, I don't know. I hang on to a job because I'm just like terrified of change. My first job I had was for like 3 years. I worked at a movie theater. I was like 14. Like, I don't even know if it was legal. Where'd you work?
That's when Randy was on here. She managed one. So we talked about that too.
I bet she did.
And Gina Harms too worked at a movie theater.
What?
So we all talked. Yeah. And I worked at a discount one and I was the door person. So I had to throw people out who were older than me from my own high school. It was crazy. Yeah.
It was like, I was the person who, well, it was like, you know, Cineplex Silver City. So
nice. There
was a thing where like you would take a microphone and be like, hey guys, you ready to watch Finding Nemo? Like if it was a big showing, they have like an announcer, like a physical, like you're in the room, like, oh my God, like hyping up, like you're hyping up, you know, SWAT. I was huge at the time. You're like, oh, get ready for concessions. This. And then like, I got in trouble cause I like threw down the mic.
Cool.
I like spiked it. I was like, what? And they were like, we obviously can't do that. And so they like,
you're like,
they
enjoy like, Big Daddy, losers.
Yeah.
That's like the coolest like, movie for people ever.
Yeah. Well, I threw it down because someone was like heckling me, like, why are you holding the mic and it's not working? And I was like, you're right. Blah. I was like, I don't need this. Like, you know, I don't need, you're right. Like, I got,
standing ovation.
And then so they punished me and they put me into like washroom duty. And it was like, you know, you have to like check the washrooms every 30 minutes. And like, it was, I mean, like, there'd be shits in there so big. Cause it was like Windsor, Ontario, just nightmare people like live in that city. And so someone took a member, like I remember it, meat, like it was like yesterday. It was a funneled, like one of those big jumbo carrots. So it was like thick. And then, you know, and then it was so heavy that the water would just run around it.
Oh no.
So anyways, that's what I was so excited to tell you about, was the only shit I remember from that job.
At the theater I worked at, it was like I said, it was like a discount theater. And so only, I remember this guy I worked with, this is so horrible what he said, but he's like, yeah, we're a discount theater in like a weird suburb. Only mutants come here. That's how you describe the people that would come in there. It was so harsh, but that made me laugh and it stuck with me. But I remember there was one bathroom stall was just, the whole time I worked there, it was just out of order. And I remember I was just bored during a shift one time. And
what? And you were like, let me see.
I wanted to see what's in there. And I went in there and there was a Ziploc bag of animal guts.
What? What do you mean? Wait, that was the thing? They just left it in there?
No, like it was the toilet, I think, didn't work. And so it was, taped off or whatever. But I think someone threw that in there and that's all that was in there.
Why?
It was so weird.
Why did they come in with that?
Suburbs is what they do.
What was the plan?
I don't know. I mean,
jump shot it into
yeah.
Kobe. Yeah. It's good. Man, that's great. Yeah. What else? Someone threw up into like a king size cup. Yeah. Master and Commander: The Far Side of the World was a big movie at the time, and it was like a lot of the sea. And so this kid unloaded into a king size cup, and it was like, you know what? The word meniscus, where like water, like it reaches just the top, but it doesn't crest.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like almost like just bursting at the seams, but just not. That was just a child's puke, and it was kind of impressive. He just topped it off.
That's pretty impressive, honestly.
Yeah,
I agree. Like, I did it. Thanks.
The restraint of that person. He probably could have thrown up a little bit more and chose not to.
Yeah, under the eyes of Christ, he thought he would.
I used to work at like this hot yoga studio.
Yeah.
Like one of my first jobs, and people would always throw up like mid class, and that was expected of us to clean up.
Oh, God.
It was expected.
But then also, like, there was only one room where people could do the classes, and part of the perk was that you could do the classes for free. So I would like go into a class and it'd be all nice and zen, and then afterwards they'd be like, yeah, there's puke in the sink.
Oh, man.
Oh, great.
Do people ever shit themselves at hot yoga?
No, but they sweat all over the floor. Like, you go in afterwards, you're mopping up just like a river. Nice.
Yeah. Just doing a demonstration.
I was about to
show you guys in real time. No, but it was like, it would be like as if somebody had poured a like this on the ground.
Huh.
And you're like mopping it up. It's like a lake.
I wonder how much weight people lose doing those things.
They don't lose weight. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Hmm. I'm retching in my throat. Like, silently, that's my nightmare.
Your doo-doo story almost made me throw up.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Congratulations.
I know.
No, I like that.
I didn't like come here to say that story.
No,
can't wait.
No, I liked that.
But you know what go ahead.
No, go on.
Because you know what I did at the same time to supplement that income? Because it was like minimum wage, like I was a kid. Well, no. So then I was 18. When I turned 18, it was around the same time. Everyone there was like delinquent, like nightmare people. Movie theater folk.
Yeah.
Rise up. And it was just all like mentally unstable. And a couple of my friends there, we were like really glomming onto like seedy underbelly. Like we were really into like rotten.com and we were just like, we were really fixated on like, like the detritus. Like we wanted like be like, especially like sexual deviancy, like fetishes. Like we were really like, and like studying it, like not like in a shamey way. We were just like, what is this? Like,
yeah.
Like, we came across this woman who was she had a website and she was like a madam. And her whole website game, and she was making a lot of money, was smoking porn and balloon porn. Her name was Cheryl.
Yes.
Yes. And we were watching this balloon porn. I'm like, these women are clothed and they're just popping balloons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if I could do this as a source of income. This was like way before OnlyFans, obviously.
And
like,
feet. You know, like, and the whole feet idea.
Yeah, feet's very like mainstream now. Feet is like, everyone's got a foot OnlyFans. But I was like, I was ahead of the curve. I was like, I can pop balloons.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was like popped balloons, and she gave me $50, and then she immediately deleted the videos because no one was into them.
Oh, no. Chelsea.
I do definitely like, I know that whole, like, you're not into the fetish at all, but you're just fascinated. Like two girls, one cup.
Yes.
Yeah. Or cake farts.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, pulling up a chair. Like, what is this? Yeah. Right? What are we doing?
What is happening?
Yeah. Smoking porn.
Do you remember
porn.
Cake farts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know what I like? Cake farts.
I like that you remembered the script.
Oh my God. Like it was yesterday. That was so my shit. Like all of that kind of realm of being like murderer, you know, just like people were just on the fringe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just living by their own rules.
Yeah. I had a friend that was into like snuff when I was a teenager.
That's wild.
Had some to watch. I remember it was so disturbing to me that I was like, that's not real.
My eye is twitching and my toes are like, yeah.
That's like, that's pretty free. Like, that's
is he
like,
in jail?
I don't, it was like at the beginning of sort of like, sort of like file sharing days. So the, just things like that would get around. Like I remember there was like a military guy who just got like a knife in his throat. And I was like, that can't be real. You could see the strings. You know, like it's just, you're just trying to convince yourself you didn't just see what you definitely just saw.
Oh, rotten.com.
Yeah, rotten.com. Yeah, like you know, like someone getting hit by train or something. Like,
what was wrong with me? Now I can't stomach any of that.
No, like my friends, that's what they were, goths.
Like it was just goths.
Exactly like what you expect.
Definitely.
He's just cleaned up. Yeah. What else did I do? I feel like there's something else I did for money. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. So this was right. Yeah. I was like, again, like I was of age, but like, I found out that people were selling their used shoes to foot fetishists on eBay.
Oh.
Before they were cracking down on this on eBay. And so they would like write these big diatribes of like, here's all I did in these shoes. And like they were running like 200, 250, the bids were going nuts. And I was like, I have shoes. Like I just was like, I'm trying to like take part in this. Like, wanted to be like outside of society.
Yeah, go for it.
And like, see, you know, and I also thought, oh my God, $250 is like, you know, my wages or whatever. Mm. So I didn't want to sell my, I didn't want to sell my shoes. Because I just had like a feeling, like I was like, I didn't want to condemn them to that. Like whatever was going to happen, like my actual shoes.
Like I still care for you.
Yeah, little buddy. Like we've been, you know, you've been good to me.
Yeah. Every shoe has a story.
Yeah, brave little toaster. They all have like, they all come alive at night. So I bought some from Value Village for like $1.50. So I'm like in, like I have an investment into this. And then I like posted like, you know, like pictures on my like shitty feet. And then I like wrote like a fake story. I'm like, I like mowed the lawn in these and like I'm a runner and stuff. And like, I don't know.
Like your lies were still like pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Like, but like when you're not into the fetish, you maybe don't know how to make it like salacious. Yeah. You know, you can't see it through their lens. So I was like, I don't know. And then I just put it up and for a week, it just sat there with no bids. And I was like, devastated. I was like, what is wrong with me? Like Cheryl doesn't want to keep my video. Oh. And then finally this guy, I put at the bottom of the letter, not the letter, like the description, I wrote special requests considered. Thinking it through at all. You know, like I kind of thought it's just a nice way to like wrap up the piece.
I
didn't really think references that. Available.
Yeah.
Like what if someone takes me up on what special requests could these people have in mind?
You're like, at the end of the day, I am a writer after all.
I put my heart and soul into it. And so that was, you know, another reason why it hurt so much that it was just sitting there. I'm like, don't they like my little story? And then a guy finally, his name was like, I don't know, something, and he was from Miami and he was like, cute pictures, cute feet. And I'm like, yes. And then he's like, I was just curious. It says special requests at the bottom there. Not in anything like weird or anything, but like, could you crush some candy bars into the soles and then also pee in them a little bit?
Like I said, real vanilla request coming your way.
Yeah, you know, I'm not like in anything weird.
Speaking of vanilla.
What would have been the weird? What would have been the weird? Yeah. And he asked for a specific, a Milky Way candy bar, which doesn't exist in Canada.
Yeah, you're like, well, you expect me to drive to Bellingham for this request?
Yeah.
Are you supplying gas money? I'm not allowed to cross the border, so.
No, this was way before all that, thank God. Okay. Like, I wish I had like, you know, better excuse. Like I was only 18, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was 18 and like, I was like trying to sell my shoes to this guy in Miami. And so I had my friends pee in them. And then I triple bagged them up and I sent them off to Miami. And now they're probably in a closet, you know, next to some dismembered feet or whatever he's up to. Cause I don't know what. Could have been the request other than Milky Way.
What did he do with them now?
I know, right?
Like, I'm not even making fun of him. I just want to know what the fetish is to have shoes that someone peed on.
Just give me a window into your world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I just want to know. Just want to understand.
I think it's dirt. I think he wants the dirt, the grime. You know, he wants to be like, I deserve this.
Maybe. Pours the pee in his head. I deserve this also.
Yeah. You think it made it to Miami just sloshing around?
Yeah, just a full shoe and Adidas just choked with piss.
That's a very specific set of requests.
Yeah, I think he just wanted them to smell like, you know, like New York in the 70s or something. You know, he's just like, And like Milky Way. Like, is it because he likes the flavor of Milky Way or is it because it has peanuts in it and so it'll like mimic shit?
Yeah, he's... a bootlicker.
Oh. I've thought about this for a long time. It's been a long time since I did this terrible thing.
I can tell you we will be thinking about this for a long time.
We will be too. We'll have new theories as well for you.
Yeah. I know. And again, I'm just like projecting this on for a matter of public record now. It's like, hey.
Open Facebook, you just said we both started our own shoe.
OnlyFans. Shoe being franchise, because now's the time. I was way too ahead of the curve.
Like, money's just sitting on the table, ready for you.
Honestly, all the sneakers in Value Village will be bought up.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's happening. The reckoning.
Wow. Chelsea, have you ever had an experience with a ghost?
Oh my God. Do you guys, okay, so you guys have probably already talked about this on the show. What are your feelings on ghosts? Do you think they exist?
I've not personally had an experience, but I think it would be ignorant for me to say that they just don't exist flat out.
I've had like 4.
What?
And I don't believe in ghosts. I don't think. I'm starting to think I do. Well, which is so embarrassing. That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever said. So
I hope this turns into a paranormal podcast.
All the lights turn out. No, this is actually, sorry to interrupt your story, but I have to say, when I come to this building alone, I have to run through the halls whenever, like, if it's like a dark hallway, I have to run because I'm like, the ghosts are going to grab my ankles.
I think this was a sweatshop before because when,
oh God.
We,
yeah.
when the, yes. my manager, oh, bought this, is a real this building, thing. It was just full of sewing machines.
Oh yeah, as you do.
Yeah.
Just full of sewing machines.
And plastic bags and stuff. It was really weird.
Okay, so yeah. I mean, you might be onto something there. That sounds exactly like a sweatshop. there are some weird vibes in here. But what I will say, again, I don't know how I feel about ghosts, but here's the things that have happened. Wait, have you had a ghost story?
No.
That's so interesting. Okay.
Not even close. In fact, I would say most guys I know don't, and most girls I do know do have.
Yeah. So that's another reason that this is terribly embarrassing. And again, I just, you know, admitted to peeing into shoes, you know, for money. $50 American. So yeah, the exchange was pretty good. And then we got them on the shipping and handling. That's how you do it. Just FYI. So the first, one is that I was really lit. I was like second or third grade, and me and my friend at the same time saw a man walk through a fence. Like, you know, he was see-through and he walked through a fence. So like classic shit.
Whoa.
Classic ghost. And I
outside?
Wrote, yeah, outside in the, on the playground, he walked through the playground fence and we both went, whoa, at the same time. We were like, did you just, okay, so we did just see that. And then Keanu I wrote her Reeves. Recently and was like, is that my child brain? So again, it might be, so that's when I write off. I'm like, okay, it's a child brain thing. We can be, you know, logical about that. And then the second one, I was 20 and I was in my friend's house who he said it was haunted. And I was like, that's adorable. No. And then we were at 3 o'clock in the morning, which is when ghosts are at their strongest, as you know.
333.
333. The mockery of Christ. Then we heard a bottle cap flip like with like force behind it. And we were the only people in the house. So it was like, you know, it's like me and two guy friends and like over there, a bottle cap like swiped and hit the wall hard.
Yo.
And again, you know, I'm like, okay, like maybe we didn't hear what we thought we heard. You know, like I was just still trying to be like, there's not, like maybe it's something about physics, it's like alternate dimensions or whatever, but it wasn't like a lady who was like, fuck you, fuck your night. The veil is thin. But then, but my favorite. Oh, then there was another one where like a Ouija board told me it was going to kill me. And then after that, it always felt like there was someone behind me.
The Ouija board said it was going to kill you?
Yeah, it said, because I'm going to kill you when we asked it a question.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. I think it was Milton Bradley himself.
And it was the classic, like, I'm not moving it. Like, it really was like moving.
It was your friend trying to tell you something.
Yeah. No, like you could feel it. It was like doing this whole.
That's so scary.
So again, like, I don't know. Do I believe in Ouija boards? I don't fucking know. But I do know that we threw the thing and they tell you not to do that. You're supposed to like close the ceremony or else the fucking doors open. And then after that, it always felt like there was someone in our apartment.
It's so scary. My mom was like raised Catholic. And like, I remember I got a Ouija board and like, she's like, you have to get that out of the house. And she's like, not even Catholic anymore. She's like, you got to get it out.
Yeah. Oh, it stays with you. The fear of the occult. Oh, buddy, trust me. Yeah. There's a Roman Catholic, you know, my dad is very,
same.
We've had some superstitions. Yeah. But then this is the one I always want to tell. And it didn't even happen to me, but it happened like when I was out with my friend.
Okay.
Cause I was a glass blowing school. Like that was my first college experience. And me and my blow partner were out blowing our glass. And like, she got
a call. Is this an OnlyFans account?
Yeah. Glory holes. Yeah. And we were blowing glass and then she got a call from her mom and she's like, I just wanted to check where you were because me and everyone in the house just saw you in the house. And she had like, let me see if I can try to get this on film. This is the look she had on her face, the thing they saw in the house.
Whoa.
Wearing her jacket and everything, like her black bubble jacket.
Like the one she was wearing with you?
When she left the house.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, whoa, that's weird. Brittany's here. And they like see the door close and then they're like, it's like a family gathering. So they're like, is she still upstairs? They're like, she hasn't said hi or anything. So they go upstairs. She's not in the room. And so they call her and they're like, what the fuck? What? Okay. So we just saw you like, you know, a person. And then she hangs up the phone. She's like, this happens a lot. They'd also mimicked my mom one time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have actually, now that you say this, I have a story for you too. Okay. Similar thing. My ex's dad, he was like raised in Chile and like, he told me this story like multiple times. He's freaked out about this. When he was like 10 years old, he was like in his house alone and his mom had prepared like this meat dish, but it was like raw meat. And all the kids like to eat like the meat, like the raw meat.
Okay.
Because apparently it was a thing they like to do. But then he saw this kid in the kitchen and like with his back to him and they were eating the raw meat. And he's like, hey, like you can't do that. Like he thought it was one of his cousins, right? He's like, you can't do that. And the kid turned around and it was him. And he looked at him and it was him wearing the same clothes. And he was like, and he like ran out of the house, ran like, I guess a few doors down where like his like mom and like his whole family was. He was like, yeah, I just saw myself. And then they went back with him and there's nobody.
That's some Chilean shit too. That's such like a Chilean ghost thing to do, to be yourself.
The kid turns around and it's you. And he swears, like, he's told me this story. He's like so like he's so clear about it. Like to this day, he's like, it was me.
Whoa.
That's like, that's something that happens in dreams though.
He was awake. Like that's like, yeah, he's like old enough that he like knows he wasn't sleeping. And he like, to this day, he like remembers it so clearly. He's like, it was me. How fucked is that?
I fucking don't know. So like, do we believe in ghosts? I don't know.
That's funny that you mentioned that because I totally forgot about that story. And we ask that not every single time.
Yeah.
We ask that question and I've never thought of it.
She like, I mean, she worked at a funeral home and she would bring home stuff from the funerals all the time.
Yeah.
So it was like a thing that would mimic.
It would mimic and it would also turn on faucets and stuff. Like it would do like, you know, like it's technically a poltergeist. Like it alters things in the house and stuff. So it would do such stereotypical ghost stuff. Like it would lay out a rosary on the ground and stuff like that. Oh, like,
that's romantic though, you know?
Yeah. But then the mom, like it mimicked the mom one time, same thing. They were running after her because she was an alcoholic and they were like, they thought she was hiding the booze because it was running and she had dead eyes and they're like, oh, mom, we're going to get you. And then they opened the door and she wasn't in there.
Oh my God.
I like
God.
The idea of, I
classic.
Thought, when you said it mimicked her, I was picturing it doing an impression of her drinking. Hey, I have a problem.
I love wine.
Oh my God. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? And she would not make that shit up. Her mom called her while I was there. Like, what the fuck is that?
So weird.
Oh, that's so freaky.
I love it. I love telling someone else's story and I just like dying on people's experience of it. Like,
I don't know. It's interesting because I've never had anything close to an experience. So it's hard to believe in it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And then it's like how, like, if you watch TV shows on people who've been abducted by aliens, 100% of the time it's someone with nothing else going on in their life. So I just think they just are trying to be interesting. Hey. You know? No, I'm saying alien abductions though.
Yeah.
You know, more people have,
it's all in the deep south,
ghost, you know, paranormal experiences and stuff. It was funny. There's this NBA player named Baron Davis and he did this podcast I was listening to and it was totally normal all the way to the end until someone made a joke about him being abducted by aliens. He's like, oh, I was abducted by aliens last week. And they were like, sorry, what?
What?
He's like, yeah, I was driving to Las Vegas. Like he sounded surprised that they were surprised. He's like, yeah.
What do you mean?
He's like, I was driving to Las Vegas and I got tired and then I woke up and I was on a metal slab and they're all these bald, skinny motherfuckers just probing at me. Like it sounded too predictable. He's like, and then suddenly I was home and my memory was better. Whoa. Just in general.
Oh, nice.
And I was stronger.
I want to be abducted.
Yeah, I want to be abducted. I want to get haunted. It was funny. One time I had Ola Dada on this podcast, and he has a million paranormal experiences, and he's also like pretty religious. And I was like, man, I hope a motherfucking ghost haunts me. And he's like, don't say that. He got so scared for me.
It's like a cultural thing to be like, no, this is no joke.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was talking to Steve once in Hanok, and I was saying the ultimate white privilege is atheism.
Yeah, because we didn't have some kind of...
I don't believe that. Yeah. I don't believe in that.
Oh, did someone not come and colonize your village? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's lovely for you.
I don't believe in an afterlife because heaven's right here on earth.
Heaven's in the mind.
I like my impression of white people. It's just this fey 1920s thespian.
Oh, putting on a glove.
Yeah, one single silk glove.
Putting gloves on top of gloves.
And then a glove reveal. Yeah. More gloves.
That could be an OnlyFans. Yeah.
Probably, honestly, at this point.
I feel like there's a fetish for anything like that. Just,
I know.
Just any, like...
I wish I'd prepared for this, like, fetishing talk, because I feel like things have improved since the last I checked in with the fetish community. Things have like really expanded.
Yeah.
Babies, you know, people getting their diapers changed. God bless them.
I've seen that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
In person?
Not yet.
I saw a puppy convention in person.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, the people who dress up as puppies. Oh.
You like how innocent we are? You said you're the innocent one. We're like, goodness. I like a puppy.
By your reaction, it took me a couple seconds before I was like, oh, puppies are like a good thing sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Puppies
sometimes.
Are great.
Yeah, like you're talking about like a furry thing, right?
What? Yeah, except they're like leather and they're like very like well-made, you know, head, you know, pieces. And they're all like, you know, in the lobby of a Marriott. And they're just like, you know.
Their costumes are all
in the lobby.
Yeah, totally. Their costumes are all like well tailored. They're like, oh, it's going to be a shame to get cum all over this later.
You know what else there is? Actually, now that you mentioned this, is there's like a living doll convention that happens where they like they get like the masks and everything and they become dolls.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking?
All these like old men underneath.
I believe
always.
I was thinking about how it's like the trope for nerds and bullies and jocks in the 80s was that jocks liked sports and they would bully the nerds that liked D&D and medieval shit, and now it's normal to like Game of Thrones and be a nerd, and jocks are the losers now, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like you grew up on the other side of that.
I was somewhere in the middle, actually.
Oh, okay.
Although I never really liked like RPGs and role-playing games and stuff like that, but
unfortunately I've lost my relationship to one of those.
Definitely.
That's unfortunate.
But now those kind of things that people kind of fetishized are like so tame compared to what people fetishize now.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of, it is in a way very tame to dress up like a dog.
That's true.
It's very
unless
tame.
You fuck each other after.
Yeah, but they all contend. Mostly, it's not the fucking.
Oh, really?
Just, yeah, like I've seen so many documentaries about puppies, and they're just like no, like they're so adamant. It's like it's all about the puppy play. It's like anything that's play is like, are you hearing yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
It's adorable, but it's like, you know, it's just so funny. Like these grown men, like I'm playing.
Oh, sure you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, no, I'm not shaming. Oh my God. I really, really have to like make sure I say that out loud. It's just fascinating and interesting.
Yeah.
And on the fringe.
I just don't want to be lied to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
just
fucking
be
lie to st- don't come on my puppy suit and say it's raining.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the back. Typical doggy style. Yeah.
Oh jeez.
Okay. I don't know. Do we want to talk shit about Steve?
I'd love to.
You just brought him up and I was like, oh, that's right. He was on the show before.
He was. He and Hanok.
And Hanok was on his show. I love Hanok. He is a sociopath, but I love Hanok.
Get into it, Chelsea. He's like, say everything you've always wanted to.
No, because I genuinely, like, he's really great. Like, that's someone I can really, like, you know, yeah. I don't know. There's something about him that's, like, easy to be vulnerable with. It's probably just because he's just, like,
well, he's a great conversationalist.
He's a great conversationalist. He's also very like unblinkingly like, you know, but to his credit, he's trying to be emotionally available. And I think that
it's very hard for him.
That takes him out of the unsafe category of sociopaths in my mind.
Well, I'm in a group.
I'm fucking with him. No, he's great.
I'm in a group chat with him and Steve.
To the point
your
that
boyfriend.
Steve's on it so much that I was like, is he cheating on me with someone who he named in his phone Hanok, Kevin? So that's the mental health.
But I will tell you that the topic of discussion most of the time is me and Steve ganging up on Hanok about his decisions.
Really? Oh, well, yeah. Which is so necessary and probably a main catalyst for his recent change as a person.
We're turning him into a good person.
He's so funny. Well, he has such an interesting life experience and he never taps into it, which is such a waste. It's like, you know, the comedy world is really like crying out for like really interesting point of view. Now I'm just turning this into like, hey, can you change your shit? Like, because he has such an interesting history, like, and it'll just come out in like such small doses. Cause I'll be like, you know, my grandpa has dementia and I'm like, it's kind of so weird now. Like I talk to him and like, he doesn't really like remember me or like what city he lives in. He's like, yeah, my grandpa was killed by guerrilla soldiers. And you're like, okay.
You're like, oh, it's a competition.
No, like yeah. It's definitely like he throws it in as a little like, you know, it's a little jab. Things aren't getting real per se, but they're real. It's a real thing.
It's like though, like just how things are lately. It's like those kind of group chats. It just gets so offensive and ridiculous in there that it is a nice short vacation from your day. So maybe he doesn't want to talk about that.
This short vacation into just like whatever. Yeah, because you know, I imagine we could cancel. But you one mean more on of you if we
absolutely if we heard it would ruin all our lives. But you mean he should be talking about that on stage?
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah, because I think he's just not interested in that. I can't remember what. Yeah, I can't remember what his reasoning was. And it's like, yeah, fair. I don't know. It is an issue of taste. That's a really specific way of thinking and being to write your comedy. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know why I brought this up, but it's like, I don't know. I just find him really. He's a fascinating dude. And maybe I'll leave my boyfriend for him. I've been talking to him. I've been talking so highly of him just now.
I like how we're like, let's talk about Steve. No.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about Steve's best friend.
Steve. Steve. Yeah. He's great. He's great.
Great. Yeah. Bought me a shirt in Japan. Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lovely shirt. You know, he's like ethnically ambiguous. It's very cute.
He like me is one of those people where when Asian people find out we're part Asian, they're like, huh? Oh, like Julie Kim and I were talking once and she got close to me and she went, you're Asian, aren't you? Kind of. And I was like, yeah. She's like, I knew it. I knew there was a connection between us.
Oh, that's really special.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve's got some Japanese in him, which makes him look Persian for some reason.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, he has those big, beautiful lips.
Oh my God. Yeah. Exquisite.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me that 1/8 Japanese baby. But he won't.
You won't do it?
This is an intervention. No,
let's force it out of him somehow. I know.
That sounds awful.
Let's find out his OnlyFans fetish.
OnlyFans fetish.
And we'll get it. It's probably that glove thing we were talking about.
His glove thing. I would feel like I would have found that out by now. We've been together for a very long time.
Yeah.
And still just my boyfriend. I'm 34 and I have a boyfriend. It's so
That's cute.
I guess it's kind of cute. I don't know, but it's forcing me to be like a partner person. Like my partner, like when I'm at work, I don't want to be like my boyfriend. And they're like, okay, we obviously can't respect you. that's my own shit.
That's what's weird though, is that people who look down on people who aren't married, you know, most marriages don't go well, right?
Yeah, like was it 50% of all?
It's got to be more. And it's like the people that are together forever, it seems like a lot of them don't like each other at a certain point.
Oh, certainly.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, certainly. Dateline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd rather have, Just watching a lot of that during COVID. Buddy,
literally every day I listen to the Dateline podcast.
I love it.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Keith Morrison. Let's make this a Keith Morrison.
He's so, my God. I love just listening to his voice. This is the soothing sound of murder.
Love
but that
murder.
Wasn't the end of it. Oh no. Not by a long shot. Then Lester Holt coming up. Oh, I could talk about this all day, but we don't have the time. Yes, Dateline. Absolutely. What was I going to say about that? Oh yeah. Divorced parents?
Of course.
Divorced parents? Same here.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Do they like each other? I don't know. I think there's been a lot of acceptance of,
It's like, what? So it's been this long.
What are we going to do? Whatever.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Like, if getting to that point, it's like, well, we've been together for 30 years. Might as well ride it out till death. It's like, I kind of don't subscribe. Like, for myself, it's like, I think people are afraid of being alone, though, which I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's why you're in a good relationship right now, probably, because you're not.
Well, I choose to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like I've been in a lot of relationships that went way too long. Also.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a long term relationship motherfucker.
Yeah.
Big time. Like me and Steve have been together for 4 years now, and it's like typical. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You know what? Now we're talking about. There's not been one divorce in my family.
On extended or Catholic.
Catholic. Like I've never made the connection.
Every couple has 10 children. it's like another Catholic thing.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah, truly. Wow.
Jim Gaffigan has that bit where he's like, 10 kids, Catholic.
That's a really good Thanks. Jim Gaffigan. You should just, you should make a career
every,
off.
Every once in a while, I'll unearth an impression on this podcast. And I'll be like, oh, I'm not bad. I didn't know I could do a Stuart Jones impression.
It's like now he just needs to get famous.
Yeah. I didn't know I could do a hot Joey Camiso impression.
That's an interesting voice for sure.
He came on here and just schooled us. Like I asked him to come on and then we didn't even talk.
I just.
Well, yeah.
He has very much like a Frankie Valli kind of like fucking vibe to him.
He's so charming and like lovable and then also beats the shit out of himself all the time emotionally. And so it's just all the ingredients to making a good podcast guest.
Yeah. And just like a nightmare therapy session.
Yeah. I love Joey Camiso.
Who's the most famous person you've had on this podcast?
It's crazy.
It's
we
probably me.
Yeah, I mean, we the goal for this was to have local people of varying degrees, but we're doing like a marathon at a certain point, and we have celebrities coming on for the first time.
I've heard a couple of the sneak peeks, and it's very exciting.
It's pretty good. Yeah, we're excited for that. We had to move it. And I'm going to go to LA for a while in the meantime. So hopefully I don't die.
Yeah. Could you not? Because things are a little apocalyptic there.
Yeah. Yeah. My girlfriend lives downtown and I'm going to go there right before the election. So hopefully I see you two again.
Oh, downtown LA? Like downtown, like the real one? Oh, yeah.
The scary one.
LA, LA.
Yeah. Yeah, LA, LA, LA. Good Matthew McConaughey impression. I didn't know she could do impressions too. Now, this isn't, I don't know what this is. Yeah.
You're adopting these little things.
Yeah, I'm just working on it.
Just fly? We're doing some fly.
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. All right, Chelsea. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Did we do enough time? I feel like I peter off in interest level.
No, we did a long time.
Okay, good.
Almost an hour.
Did I give you enough to?
That was great. Yeah. Right.
We talked about shit. We talked about period
we
blood.
Talked about doo-doo. We talked about
peeing
Diva
in shoes.
We talked about Steve.
I can't help it. I just show up and I'm like, this will make things interesting. It's I just can't keep things under my skin. It's just like,
we just love it.
Yeah. So if you like this, come see my comedy.
Whenever that is.
Yeah. Whenever the fuck. That's a good point. Yeah.
I know. And you're killing it so hard right before everything shut down.
Things were going great. I gotta say, things were at an all time. I just moved to Vancouver. You know, it was like, you know, get like country mouse in the big city. And then they were just like, get inside.
Stay inside. Quit exploring.
Oh, no.
All right, Chelsea, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Can't wait to see you do stand up again soon, one day.
Year and a half.
Bye.
This has been fun.